Once upon a time, in a mythical place called Cape Kennedy, an astronaut named Tony Nelson went up on a space mission. The missile went up, but something went wrong, and they had to bring it down. Captain Nelson landed on an island in the South Pacific, where he found a bottle. At least it looked like a bottle, but it didn't act like a bottle. Because in it was a genie. Oh, not your average everyday genie, but a beautiful genie who could grant any wish. Captain Nelson was so grateful, he set Jeannie free. Only she didn't want to be free. You know how it is when you've been cooped up in a bottle for 2,000 years? She wanted to have fun. And she wanted to have it with Captain Nelson. So she followed him back to Cocoa Beach, a mythical town in a mythical state called Florida. And there in this house, the girl in the bottle plays Spin the Astronaut.
A meeting is expected to be called at Geneva next month. Turning to the domestic front, at Cape Kennedy, America's three-man astronaut team is preparing to take an historic walk into outer space. The team consists of Captain Tony Nelson, Captain Roger Healy, and Lieutenant George Conway. It's probable that Captain Nelson, as head of the team, will be the first American to step into outer space. I'll have local news for...
Hello, Nelson here.
Captain Nelson, Dr. Bellows here. I've just been going over some of your reports. How are you feeling?
Oh, fine, sir. Isn't that what the reports say?
Oh, the reports look fine. But in my opinion, you've been a bit jumpy lately.
Me, sir? Not at all. I sleep soundly. Appetite's good. I could eat a horse. Hey, what are you doing? Shoo.
Did you say shoo?
I'm sorry. I wasn't speaking to you, sir. Jeannie, would you get this horse out of here?
Captain, do you have a horse in your living room?
Of course not, sir. Oh, what would I be doing with a horse in my living room?
I don't know. But we'll find out this afternoon. I want you to report here at 2:00 for some tests.
Yeah, but... Jeannie, would you get this horse out of here?
But you said you could eat a horse.
That's merely an expression. Now, come on, take him away. Thanks.
Anything you desire.
Oh, just don't get carried away.
Oh, you have not seen anything yet, Master.
These are the best plover eggs I've ever tasted. And of course, they're the only plover eggs I've ever tasted.
Have some more sausage, Master.
Well, I don't know, Jeannie. I don't think I'd better.
Steak?
Well?
Veal, kidney, pork chops?
Jeannie, this is more than I've ever had for breakfast.
Oh, wait until you see the lunch I have planned for you, Master.
Oh, and that's Roger and George. Do you mind? Thanks. George, come here, you guys. Look, I've got my charts upstairs. I think we better go and take another look at it, huh?
Good. Look, you guys start without me. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee. When you step out of that spaceship, remember, easy does it. Push yourself away too hard, and you'll never stop spinning.
And as I see it, our two tricky moments come when we open the hatch to let you out, and then when we close it again on your reentry. I'll start the decompression. When the airlock is pressurized to airspace, I open the door, and out you go.
Watch out for that first step, Tony. It's really a honey.
Listen, Roger, I think it's very important that you take a look at this, too. You know, there's only one thing that worries me.
Huh?
When I step out into space, Roger will pilot the ship.
Yeah, you know, it might be a good idea if we check that tether again.
Yeah, I can't do it right now. I have something else to do.
More important than checking your space umbilical cord?
Yeah, well, I'll get to it.
Well, anything you say.
Guess we better be running along.
You are not going.
Listen here, young lady. You've got to stop playing around like that. I'm not going where?
Walking around in space, not without me.
It is perfectly safe.
Oh, except that your tether might break and you might go spinning off into nothing. What is a tether?
Hmm? Well, a tether, it's like a rope. It keeps me attached to the space capsule. And Jeannie, I became an astronaut because that's what I want to do. And believe me, I know what I'm doing.
Well, I will not have thee in danger.
Well, young lady, I'm afraid you don't have much say about that. I have to get going.
Where are you going?
I'm going to take a few routine tests.
Oh. And if you do not pass these tests?
Well, somebody will be taking my place in that capsule. But don't worry, I'll pass them.
Thou art a stubborn and foolish man.
That's really nothing to worry about. Thanks a lot. You be a good girl, and I'll come home early. We'll have a nice game of chess, huh?
Sir, there's really no need for me to take any more of these tests. If I hadn't passed all the tests I've already taken, I wouldn't be taking this flight on Monday, would I?
Captain, I'm going to be very honest with you. You baffle me. Oh, I admit that so far you've checked out 100%, but there's something. Some little something that I'm not quite satisfied with. You don't know what that would be, do you, Captain?
Oh, of course not.
Never mind, I'll find it.
Exactly what are you looking for, sir?
Well, I really don't know. A horse in your living room? Something that you can see that I can't? Voices that only you can hear? Doesn't add up to the picture of an ideal astronaut, does it?
You said I checked out 100%, sir.
Well, we're going to check you out again. We just may find a physical clue to the problem.
That is, if there is a problem.
Yes, if there is a problem. Oh, you can change behind that screen.
Yes.
Start you off at 3.5 miles an hour.
I can do this all day. Can we reach the summit?
Will you step down, please? Something seems to be wrong with my instrument panel. I'll check your heart with my stethoscope.
Is everything all right? Is anything the matter?
Nothing.
You have a funny look on your face.
How do you feel?
Fine, fine.
Excuse me. This is a space arm mobility tester.
I've never seen one of these gadgets before.
It's a test of coordination under pressure. Just slip your arm through the glove. I want to see how many of the small dials you can turn. What's the matter?
I don't know, sir. It tickles, that's all.
just please turn the dials?
Yes, yes, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Very ticklish, John.
Take your arm out of the glove.
All right.
Come over here, please.
Jeannie?
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing, sir. I had a feeling we weren't alone.
You can be quite sure we are alone.
Captain, can I? Oh, of course, of course.
Would you get into these, please?
Yes, sir.
Will you get on the agometer, please?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to start slowly and then gradually increase the speed. The pedals are weighted. You won't be able to go very fast. Ready? Go.
I haven't done this since I was a kid.
Save your breath, Captain Nelson. That's incredible. Do you realize what a strain that is on the heart?
Yes, sir, I do.
Stand up, please. That'll be all, Captain. Will you get dressed, please?
Am I through?
I would say so.
I mean, am I all right?
The results are beyond my wildest expectations.
Sir, you're going to let me go up in that capsule on Monday, aren't you?
Captain, you don't need a capsule.
All right. Where are you? Jeannie? I know you're here someplace. All right, now, come on out.
Very funny. All right, young lady. Come on out.
I enjoyed playing those children's games.
Oh, did you? Well, you know what you've done to me? You might have washed me out.
Ooh, that means you will not be allowed to go walking around in space, hmm?
I'll be lucky if I'm allowed to walk around in public. How could you have done this to me?
I did it for you. I must protect you from danger.
You protected me right out of my life's work.
Ooh!
All right, if you like this coat so much, keep it.
This is Dr. Bellows. I have to see you immediately. I want you to be in my office in 5 minutes, if not sooner. That's an order.
Come in.
Here's your dinner, Dr. Bellows.
Ah, thanks, Walter. I can use it. I feel a little woozy.
Well, this will fix you up, Doctor.
Fine.
Enjoy it.
Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.
You called me, Dr. Bellows?
Walter, there's something wrong with the sandwich. Every time I take a bite, it's holding it. Look.
Would you like a doctor, Doctor?
Of course not. I've just been overworking.
Maybe you better go home now, sir.
Yes. That might be a good idea, Walter. Yes, thank you very much. Good night, Walter.
Good night, sir.
To go.
I did.
Here I am, sir.
What are you doing here?
You just phoned me and told me to rush right over.
I did not. Or did I? I really don't know.
You don't know whether or not you phoned me?
Well, of course I did. Well, Captain, I'm a sick man. I think my heart just stopped.
Your heart just stopped?
Yes. I think I rushed right over to the base hospital and turned myself in for observation.
What about my fitness report, sir?
Oh, Captain, in my condition, who am I to presume to judge anyone?
I think you are back in the space program.
I think so, too. And thanks. But no more tricks.
Oh, no, Master.
All right. Let's go home.
Oh, you're taking me back?
Temporarily. But no more shenanigans, either.
Oh, no, I promise.
All right. My car's out front. Say, would you mind? You know.
Oh.
Thanks. Come on, cut it out, will you? Now, come on, stop. Now, what are people going
to say? You have perfect trajectory, Tony.
Glad to hear it.
We're on auxiliary temp.
Everything is green here.
Decompression switch on.
I am opening the hatch. Hatch is open. I am stepping out. I'm heading for the wild blue yonder.
Check your tether line.
Tether line clear. Easy does it, Tony.
Tony's out of the ship. All systems normal.
I left the ship. I'm floating.
Are you kidding? It feels great.
Hey,
Did thou see the beautiful star over there? Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Wish I may, wish I might, wish this wish comes true tonight.
So that's the new ALF's hit talk show, and the purpose of this focus group is to get your feedback. Yes.
I wanted to hate it, but I have to admit, it was pretty good.
And you?
Finally, a show I can watch with the kittens.
Hey, not bad, huh, ALF?
Not bad at all. I'll take the tabby with a baked potato.
ALF's hit talk show, with special guests Drew Carey and Dennis Franz. Next, only on TV Land.